on the last episode of Soap.
A surprised Corinne was booked for the murder of Peter Campbell. But this is nothing compared to the surprise in store for her when she finds out that a Swedish lady, Ingrid Svensson, has come from Ecuador to pay Corinne a surprise visit and has shown a surprise Chief Tinkler proof that she is Corinne's real mother.
Surprised? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Be here any minute.
Oh, good.
I cannot believe these accommodations. Well, I mean, Chester, no wonder people are always trying to break out of places like this. Chester, look at that. Would you look at that?
I see it, Jessica.
It's a toilet.
I know what it is.
It's right in the middle of the room. How do they expect anybody to use that?
Jessica, if you're serving a 10-year sentence, eventually you have to.
Look at this. You poor child. Shut up in this cell without any sunshine. Hundreds of feet below the earth. The chains of prisoners clanking in the night. The musty smell of the wet stones. And the sound of scampering rats across the floor at night.
Jessica, Corinne is in a Connecticut jail. She's not the prisoner of Zenda.
Corinne, I have a surprise for you.
Bail?
No, better.
Corinne.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
Corinne.
Who is this?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes, who are you?
Ha!
Who is this?
23 years. For 23 years I've been in Ecuador, and for 23 years I've hated you.
Jessica, who is this person?
Look at what you've done. It wasn't bad enough you took her away from me. But look at how you brought her up to be in Yale.
Oh, my God, it's her.
Right! Thought you'd never see me again, did you?
Ha! Mother, who is this woman?
Darling, I am your mother.
Oh. Sheriff, get her out of here. She's nuts.
She's got documents, and she certainly knows your name.
She says she's my mother. She's not my mother. This is my mother. Mother? Mother, for God's sake, tell me who this is.
Corinne, this is Ingrid Svensson. Ingrid, this is Corinne.
Corinne.
She says she's my mother.
Yes, she did say that, didn't she?
Well, who is she?
She is your mother.
Who's my mother?
She's your mother.
Which she?
That she.
This she?
That she.
Ingrid's my mother?
Yes, it's a long story, Corinne.
Corinne.
Why didn't you tell me? You never told me. How could you not tell me?
Well, we thought you'd never know.
I want you to go now.
Corinne, we were trying to protect you.
I said go.
Corinne, I love you.
She wants you to go. Does she have to spit at you?
Corinne, if you had been our own child, we couldn't have loved you anymore.
Sheriff, get him out of here.
Okay, it's time. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Ha! My little girl. Don't worry, we get you out of here. I've hired a detective, and we get you out of here. And then we get the place together and get to know each other all over again. Now, let Mother look at how pretty you are. So, now tell Mother, what have you been doing the last 23 years?
I said quiet, Bob.
You'll be quiet. I'm happy for a change.
Bert, what in the world is that?
Peter's bathtub. I got the rest outside.
Boy, I've heard of souvenirs, but that's ridiculous.
Bert, what are you doing with Peter's bathtub?
Why not? Peter doesn't need it anymore.
In this tub is the answer. I know it. It's here. It's here. The murder left his trace right in there. Or out there with one of the other pieces.
I thought you said Corinne did it.
Not necessarily.
Hey, everybody. Hey, listen, there's this huge chunk of bathtub laying out in the path. Somebody could kill themselves on it.
Yeah, somebody already did.
Danny, where's your disguise?
Why, I don't think I'm gonna need it anymore. I found somebody who's gonna help me out.
Yeah, too bad.
Mrs. Campbell?
Yes?
I am Heinrich Himmel. A private investigator hired by Corinne Tate's mother. May I come in?
Yes.
I think you should know that there is a broken bathtub on your lawn and it looks disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's mine. I'll get it.
Don't!
I didn't know Jessica had hired a private detective.
She didn't.
But you said...
I said Corinne Tate's mother. Ingrid Svensson.
Ingrid Svensson? Ingrid Svensson.
Ingrid Svensson. Ingrid Svensson. Now, Mrs. Campbell, I have questions and you will give answers. Make them brief, no long, boring stories that you Americans seem so bent on telling.
Who is this Ingrid Svensson?
What did I say? What did you just hear me say?
I'll tell you later.
Tell them now. They'd never shut up if you don't tell them now. But quick. A quick, short story. No details. Understand? No details. Mach schnell. Sit.
Well, Jessica and I had a brother, Randolph.
You never told me you had a brother.
Shut up. She's telling you now.
Well, Randolph took a liking to Ingrid, our Swedish maid. See, Ingrid didn't speak any English, so she didn't know Randolph was peculiar.
Details! Those are details. We don't care about peculiar. You are all peculiar.
Ingrid got pregnant and had Corinne. Now, Mother wanted the baby, so she very cleverly offered to babysit, and then she sent Ingrid and Randolph to Ecuador and...
Details, more details! Hup, 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 hup.
She told the authorities that Ingrid was an illegal alien and that Randolph was seeking to overthrow the government, so they had to stay in Ecuador, and Mother gave Jessica the baby to be raised as a Tate.
But why didn't they...
No questions! That's it! Finished. I don't want to hear another word about this idiotic business. Now, Mr. Campbell, I understand... But recently you consulted a psychiatrist. Did you consult him because of your propensity to violence?
It's none of your business.
You are wrong, Mr. Campbell Dumkopf. It's very much my business. Now, if you won't tell me why you saw him, I will have to assume it was for help in controlling your violent tendencies.
Well, it was not, you see. It was because I...
Okay. Violence.
Impotence.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
No, it's the truth.
I love it. So classically American, huh? A problem we never have in Germany. No impotence, no smog.
No Jews. No.
Impotence. Big, robust guy like you? I just wish I had a camera for that one, Mr. Campbell. I could put you in jail and throw away the key. Now then, Mrs. Campbell, how much did you resent, hate, and despise Peter Campbell?
What?
Just answer, please, a question. Good God, you people stall like nobody's business.
I didn't hate him. I never hated him.
Okay, fine. We have here denials, then. Denial of the painful truth. Now, Jody.
That's not true.
I said Jody! Are you Jody? Do you look like Jody? Do you talk like Jody?
Sometimes they dress alike.
Please to put the toy away.
Who is he talking to?
Now, Jody, in your case, it was obviously a transference, hmm? A homosexual in love with an athlete who spurned him, thus turning to rage, and then murder. We have precedence for this type of homosexual behavior. Not in Germany, of course. We have no homosexuals in Germany. They are in Austria. Or Switzerland.
Where in Switzerland?
Now, Danny, this is an easy one. You work in a violent society, hmm? You would think nothing of killing Peter,
No.
And you? We know you always hated your brother.
I did not.
Because you were jealous of him.
Oh, go back to Argentina, Adolf.
He was an athlete, and you, Chuck? You're a klutz. He had many women. You got yourself a hunk of bark.
Now listen, Fred, I gotta
So, you killed him. Because he reminded you of what you weren't. What you aren't. Of what you could never be.
Hey, who do you think?
Shut up! But when I hear another word from you, this stupidity has wasted my time. I will file my report. You will all stay in town. I hope I never again have to see any of you as long as I live.
Nice warm guy.
I like him.
It's all my fault, Mary, all of it. Peter's death, Corinne's arrest, Ingrid's arrival, it's all my fault.
Jessica, don't be silly. None of that has anything to do with you.
No? Wherever I am, Mary, there's death and destruction. It's always been that way.
Jessica, that's not true.
You remember Mr. Rollo and what happened to him?
Mr. Rollo?
Yes, you remember. The clown that used to entertain at all of our birthday parties when we were little.
Mr. Rollo. Oh, Jessica, do you remember Mr. Rollo?
Well, Mary, obviously I do. I just brought him up.
I loved Mr. Rollo.
And you remember how at my birthday party you just keeled over and dropped dead on the spot?
Hi, Mary.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Jess.
Hello, Bert.
Bert, you just pulled a hair out from my head.
No, I didn't.
I'm not finished.
That your spoon?
Yes. Perhaps he'd like some tea.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Bert. You pulled a hair out of my head, and I just saw you pull one out of Jessica's head.
More than one, I'm afraid.
But what do you see? I'm just conducting a test, Mary, conducting a test. You see, I found a hair in Peter's bathtub. A hair in his tub.
Well, of course. Of course, it's a bathtub. There are always hairs in the bathtub.
It's such a problem. Hair. Oh, it just clogs up the drain, and then the plumber has to come and remove it. Have you ever seen what they remove, Bert? Oh, it's so disgusting. I mean, it's no wonder they charge so much. I'd charge a fortune, too, if I had to look at hairy hunks of gloop all day.
Gloop. I love it.
It's not glue.
Well, it just might be a hairy hunk of gloop that hangs one of you.
Chester, I just realized something very important.
What, Jessica?
You want me to get there?
Would you mind?
What did you realize, Jessica?
10 years ago, this could never have happened.
What?
Peter was a tennis teacher.
Yes.
Well, 10 years ago, nobody played tennis. The recent popularity of tennis has ruined our lives.
Always comes at mealtimes. The guy's a raccoon.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Tinkler, what do you want?
Well, first, I'd like to introduce Investigator Rick Himmel.
Not Rick, you fool. Heinrich! Heinrich!
Are you a foreigner?
He's German.
German?
Good work, Corporal. Capturing them isn't easy. Carry on.
Tinkler, do you want something, or is this a Lufthansa tour?
Well, I would like to look through the house.
What? I've had enough, Tinkler. I've had enough of you. This is my house. Get out of here once and for all before I call the police.
I am the police.
As difficult as that is to believe.
I have a search warrant. And while I'm looking through your house, Rick here has some questions he wants to ask.
Heinrich! Heinrich, you fool! Now, you are Eunice, I presume?
Mm-hmm.
You like to fool people, don't you?
What do you mean?
Oh, pretending to be cold, so that you don't go out. Well, we both know that you're involved with,
Please.
Fortunately for you, you are a fooler, not a murderer.
Do you find it difficult talking with a German accent? Because it seems like it would be exhausting the way you pronounce words so hard. I mean, sometimes you even spit a little when you talk.
Cup. Cup. They can put matches under my nails. I'll never talk.
So never talk! I don't care about your talking. Never talk!
I won't.
Good. Don't.
I won't.
I swear, I don't know how you people van der war. Never saw such a nation of utter fools. Except in Italy. But they, of course, can cook. You people, you can't even do that.
There, you did it. When you said that, you spit a little. You did. I felt it on my cheek. Mm.
And you? Oh, you are my favorite. Boy, oh boy, I gotta hand it to you. You are something. Boy, are you a busy guy. That pigeon? And since that secretary, I admire you. If you committed the murder, you should get a vet.